Hey, this is Axel. This is for like the three people that actually listen to this podcast. It's been almost 5 weeks since we last posted it, and honestly, there's no real reason for us lacking. It's just we got lazy and we decided not to do anything. So yeah, sorry about that. And also, to quick disclaimer, we are just children, so our opinions and views on things are not meant to harm people in any way. There are just opinions, so please do not take it to heart. Other than that, thank you for listening. Please enjoy the Home Alone Podcast. Thank you.
Boyfriends.
Yes! Yay, let's go, Craig!
Oh,
All right, Craig. All right, before we start saying some shit, all right, hold on. I want you guys all to clap on three, all right? One.
Oh, I heard three.
Two, three. Okay.
You guys are all shitty.
Yeah, okay. I know. I wasn't prepared for that.
Okay. One, two, three, clap. All right?
I heard three.
That fast. All right. One, two, three.
Oh. That was too fast then. Hold on.
No, I think it's just the delay.
No. All right. No. All right, ready? One, two, three. There's no way the delay's that bad. But
all right.
I don't care. All this homosexual rigmarole.
Oh, that's
all right. One last time. One, two, three.
Hey, almost wasn't that bad.
All right. Buenos días al Delinquents Podcast. Oh, not Delinquents.
What is this, a novela?
Novela. All right. It's the Home Run Podcast. Mm-hmm. I'm Kimbo Slice.
I didn't think of a name today. I'm the Swiffer Sweeper Wet Jet.
I'm a Transformer.
That's a good one.
I'm a pretzel.
A pretzel. What a faggot.
Hey, wait.
What's going on here?
Alright. Anybody got something interesting to say?
Okay. So I've been sitting on this for a while. Okay, so Princess Peach, right? She got is it just me who's like had this like thought for a long time? Like, Jesus Christ, why isn't there more porn of her giving blowjobs because of the size of her lips?
Have you looked?
You probably through pages and pages, and you're like, "There's not enough. Jesus, quality is terrible."
What the fuck?
They never get the lips right.
There's not enough high quality Princess Peach porn out there. Let's just put it out there.
Hey, you guys looked it up for good quality?
I didn't look it up.
Hey, that's not me. That's Scarlett right there.
No, Ray, you just said there's never been a good quality Peach video.
Oh my god.
This guy doesn't understand the bit.
This guy doesn't get it.
This guy's dumb. This guy's retarded.
What do you mean? I heard he's from Riverside.
I heard he's from Riverside too.
That's gross.
Yeah. You guys live in Westminster. The most. I don't know if you can be racist on this channel, but it's the most,
Asian?
Yes, that's the word I'm looking for.
Yes. No, like, you were searching for that word.
I don't really like
Asian. Hey, we just live here.
Okay.
Let's see, at least someone's honest.
Bro, you...
That was kind of not pog of you guys.
You live in the shitty part of fucking Texas.
You hear
Isn't
this
El Paso, like, a nice place?
It is. It's like the fourth
It's fucking New Mexico.
City. In America.
It's New Mexico. It's basically New Mexico.
Is this guy retarded or something?
No, so I was literally born there.
So if Mexicans come from Mexico...
Is it true that most people from New Mexico are actually white?
It's true because it's scary out there. Okay, that's true, my bad. When you go out to New Mexico, they believe in aliens and shit. So I went to a Del Taco, right? And these crazy, weird-ass white people. This white woman had dreadlocks, and I'm just like... What the fuck is going on with this? And then a fucking white family comes in. I'm like, yo, you the brother, you the sister. What's going on? You the cousin? And they have a kid, right? And I'm just like, how white can this city get?
His family came in and they started eating Del Taco like a bunch of weirdos.
That was it? They were just
And this white lady had dreadlocks. Where am I? This doesn't seem like El Paso at all.
It was so fucking weird. I was just like, yo, I'm gonna get fucking
killed. I've never seen a white lady with dreadlocks before.
What the fuck? So there was this crazy white guy. Then this lady with dreadlocks.
I was like going with you at first because New Mexico has like a bunch of like alien shit. Yeah. And I was like, all right, where's he going? It's gotta be a good story. And you're like, bro, they were trying to eat at the same restaurant as me. They were white.
So anyway,
what the fuck?
Personally, me, I believe in segregation.
That we're in the same vicinity as my Del Taco.
I see your old school, Scarlett.
Anywho, but
why were you in the Del Taco, dumbass?
Because I was getting food. Why not?
Why not? Yeah, you could have got somewhere better, honestly.
I was like, you know, New Mexico. Do you know New Mexico?
It's literally Mexico's in the name. So there's got to be some Mexicans there.
Yeah, I mean.
This guy's racist.
I keep saying. You discriminated against white people, and you didn't even discriminate nothing. They were just white. And
Come on. If you make fun of white people, it's not really racist. Because, you know, nowadays, if you make fun of a white person, it's not racist. But that's my TED Talk. Thank you for coming out.
You can't.
It's okay to make fun of white people.
Because they're white. Different race,
it's because they're white.
No. Yeah, you guys actually want to learn some shit?
No.
I'm completely okay with that.
Is that why you failed your test?
I graduated.
No.
No.
Where's your ID?
My ID?
Huh?
I have a picture of it. Send
it doesn't count. I'm asking for an ID.
I'm not going to send you my ID by mail.
You literally just said.
You probably won't even know how to fucking send it back.
No. Why would I send it back? There's no reason to.
It's my ID. Hey,
send me your credit card.
Nope.
Send me your social security number.
You know what would be awesome, Epic? If you sent me the numbers on the front and back of your credit card, along with your mailing address.
It's a guy posted a picture of Mr. Krabs' credit card.
Oh, yeah. I have a 6-year-old crush. What the fuck's going on?
The turtle?
You have a crush on a 6-year-old?
No.
That's nasty.
That's mad gross.
That's not right.
You ain't from Michigan. You never done this before.
Did you know?
So is the election over? It's like
no,
the next day.
So
no.
They're counting votes.
You know what Trump could do? He
they couldn't finish the same night. What the fuck?
I mean, they did that last election. Trump won. I was like, oh, he won.
Fuck yeah.
Bitch Hillary.
I mean, back in the past, it took him until December 12th.
Wait, what?
In the 2000s election, it took them till December 12th. It was one of the longest times that we had to go between elections.
I wonder what president
it's
was
November.
After.
Mm-hmm. December, that was, fuck that.
I think that was a re-election of Bill Clinton.
I guess. No wonder.
Joe Biden.
I'm gonna tell you
his name is Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, yeah.
Joe Biden no. is now the most elected, or has the most votes out of any candidate in U.S. history.
Of course, because all the faggots want to vote for him. They're like, oh, birthday rights. I'm gonna vote for this guy. Oh, you voting Trump? It's like, fuck you to me. I'm like, what? How?
Like, dude. What is your profile picture? That's
Big Bird.
That's a bird. It's just a regular ass bird.
That's a duck. What? Why is it your profile picture Big Bird? Why you just got a dripped out fucking duck?
That duck is obviously from Compton.
He's always no.
Yo, he's got the henny.
You know, he's got the afro. That's how I knew.
That's a perm.
Nah, it's more of a
that
Detroit
ain't a,
thing.
That's not a perm.
Nah, what you know about a perm?
I don't, because my hair's not a perm.
Nice.
Glad you get so defensive about that. Hey, you better not be eating that fucking wire.
Nice. Hey, cuz, pass me the conductor.
Bro, I'm so glad I'm white.
Can you elaborate on that? What the fuck?
Okay. Well, it's like, it's the entire idea that, like, okay, so think about it, right? Like,
uh-huh.
Since I'm white, I could literally have the same qualifications as another guy, and then they'll pick me instead of that other guy, And so basically, I get to walk into a job interview with a big dick.
Okay, time out. Unless it involves with porn, then you won't get the job on the first day.
Ooh.
Think about it, son.
Mm-hmm.
And sports, too. Don't think of, like, basketball. Think like, oh, yeah, you may be tall, but we got this small black dude who's pretty fucking fast. We're talking about basketball, sweetie. Not fucking track.
I mean, yeah, they're always going to choose the taller guy.
Why people do have advantages, all right? But when it comes to athletic things, there's a big disadvantage.
Like, we swimming. Want to
be black. Because, okay, yeah, you
can. No. I can name advantages of white people. Hockey. Swimming. Hockey. Shot put.
Hockey.
Oh, yeah, fucking hockey. The sweeping game. They're in the Winter Olympics.
That's curling.
Curling. Lacrosse. What else?
Ping pong.
Rugby.
No. Yeah. Fucking Samoans and blacks would play that.
Samoans.
Samoans.
No, you gotta ask. What else? Checkers. Chess.
Esports.
Sometimes they're mathletes. Sometimes. But the Asians and Indians got them.
Asians are leading by like a lot.
I was gonna say esports, but Chinese got it. Yeah.
Oh yeah, and also have to mention that you got a shit ton of Mexican people playing Smash Brothers. Like,
this sounded like there was a little bit of hate in there, Scarlett.
No,
they were just able to buy the Wii for the first time. So,
in fact, the best. All right,
that's it for our tech talk. This guy is discriminating against beaners.
I mean, let's listen to that argument first, though.
I would never. Tears down Confederate flag.
At least someone's honest. I hate when people don't admit. I hate when people don't admit the truth. They just gotta lie, you know.
It's okay. Like,
you know what's funny? I find funny if Trump wins his election. I can't fucking wait until I see on my social media all the fucking faggots and the girls like.
You know, me and Ray were talking. We're like on the way back home. We're like,
well, you
know, he's probably gonna post about the fucking election for sure. He's one of those. I'm not gonna one post about guys. It. Nah, Cap.
I want to keep my friends first of all.
Okay, I'm gonna say this now. The chances are that Biden's definitely gonna win the election. Which I'm overall.
I'm just trying to have a peaceful talk.
It was the last one.
You guys keep interrupting.
Oh, yeah. Forgot she spun them with two.
I think overall Biden's probably
if Biden wins, dude, this country's fucked. Think about it.
Well, it's not the worst thing. It's just what's going to happen is there's going to be a bunch of civil unrest.
Like, Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
It's just worse.
Yeah, I mean, the worst thing about it is that there's so many states now where it's like, now it's just going to be like the racist, well, not racist, sorry. Just this overall everyone, because the thing is, the people who are going to be mad are either the like far left people or the far right people. And the other people who are just like, I think left is cool.
Well, they got money counting machines.
Right, I think right is cool. It's like, those people just don't care. But the people who are like far left and far right, those people are going to be the people who are fighting.
Okay, come on. You know what I find funny? I like how people go for Biden, and Biden wants to take our guns away. But Trump wants to keep our guns. So all the Trump supporters have guns, and what do the Biden people have?
Massive dicks. Massive dicks.
Well, actually,
you know, tranny peoples don't have small dicks.
Yeah, a lot of times they actually do have big dicks.
But what about them shits that get custom built? How about that? Hey, you know them Biden supporters. You know they could they could 3D print a gun. They know how to do that.
Yeah. I mean,
all the 4-year-old. Great, I mean,
wait. If Biden wins, wouldn't it just mean that, you know, like he has control of the military? So if there really was like a civil war, I mean, shit.
Yeah, he's commander in chief.
Yeah, literally.
Because I'm going in the Marines. Fuck.
He's not going to tell you specifically to do something.
Yeah, he's like,
okay, I need you to go in the fucking war and kill those motherfuckers. When I was against you, I don't give a fuck. I'll raise your fucking, your paycheck. Something like that. You know that tax shit? Yeah, you don't get that shit. Alright, Mr. Biden.
I've been seeing things about that. It's like, he raises your taxes if you make over 400K.
Okay, but this is kind of stupid. Because why would you want free healthcare, but your taxes go up? So when tax days happen, you won't be able to pay for your taxes, and you won't be able to provide for your family because you're going to get fucked.
I don't understand this.
That's only for wealthy people who makes 400K a year, not you, not me.
Honestly, I'm going to say this now. Why is it that people make such a big deal of taxes? Because it's literally you pay taxes, and then shit gets better for your country. But Republicans are all like, you know what? I want everything to be better for our country. It's like, okay, so you want to pay taxes, right? And it's like, no, I don't want to pay taxes, though. I don't want to pay taxes. Meanwhile, we got, like, this huge-ass debt to, like, a bunch of other fucking countries. And we have to pay it somehow. And we can't, but the thing is, we can't tax them too hard. And so it's like, I mean, like, if you just pay more taxes, you just get better shit. So, like, why not just pay more taxes?
Well, there could be a third option. Actually, you know what the third option is.
No.
You no, dirty I do not. Son of a bitch.
The fuck is the third option?
Just nuke everyone.
Actually, you know what they do. You got a strip for Biden. No. We need Ray Ray to strip because he's a kid still. Because Biden likes kids.
Wait. It's not confirmed at all.
There's a video of him sniffing a kid. He says, don't tell me what to do. I'm like, what the fuck?
That's literally him with his grieving grandson watching his son, watching Joe Biden's son getting lowered into a grave. Okay, that's cool. It's fine.
No, not that one. It was a different one.
Oh, the different one?
It was like a little girl.
During the Democrat. Yeah, I think she said something that she said that like, it wasn't anything. It's like, it wasn't really anything. It was just like a little like fucking joke that she whispered in his ear. That's why she smiled.
That's kind of weird. I wouldn't want to let an adult.
Aren't they both pedophiles?
I mean,
yeah. Trump has 25 sexual assault allegations against him.
Yeah, I mean, Donald Trump definitely fucked some kids on Jeffrey Epstein's island. Let's be honest here. I mean, and he's known to go there, so it's cool.
I don't know, dude. Honestly, we're basically just fighting to see who's pedophile's the best. So like, hey, I mean, my pedophile is better than your pedophile.
I'm just saying right now.
What makes a pedophile better?
Nothing. I mean, Joe
the body Biden, count or the lack of body count.
I'm just saying now. Like, I mean, like Joe Biden never got caught. So if we're talking about who's the better pedophile, I mean,
yeah,
Joe
who doesn't Biden have open caught. Cases.
Yeah, Joe Biden. Joe I mean, Biden's
if good. We're gonna talk about it, then Joe Biden's clearly winning.
Yeah. He never got caught. Because there's no allegation.
Are you one of his 25
victims? Sexual assault allegations? I don't think Joe Biden has any.
He's got no. Yeah, if you look it up, he's squeaky clean.
I would have voted for Bill Cosby. at least he knows. At least we know. If third party all votes for someone in prison, what happens?
Gee.
I don't know.
I'd rather vote for O.J. Simpson because he did what was right. Kill people. No, I'm kidding. I don't know what he did right. It wasn't really right, to be honest. He killed two guys who basically were fucking his wife. He should have just left his wife and said, like, oh, have a fun time.
Rotation didn't he kill his wife and the guy? I thought that was a thing.
Well, yeah. That's what I'm saying. He should have just dipped and like, hey, have fun rotissering my wife and I'll be out.
You know, this whole time, I thought he was in jail for the murders, but no, he was in jail for stealing his own memorabilia.
Yeah.
Everyone knows he did it.
Well, like, I don't think he did it, actually. I think his son did it and he helped to get it. Yeah, I think his there's like this court case that built against his son. And the thing is, it still says that O.J. Simpson wasn't affiliated, but it was just affiliated with having his son get away with it. Because, I mean, since the glove didn't fit, people are saying that the glove would fit O.J. Simpson's son.
What the fuck?
It's like there's like a whole Netflix special about it that I watched.
Check it. Who killed Tupac?
Obviously me, dude.
Obviously Snoop Dogg.
My dad said
who killed Tupac? It's like Snoop Dogg killed Tupac. We looked at
that's
him.
What I said.
We're like, what? What do you mean Snoop Dogg killed Tupac?
And I forgot his reasoning, but it was really good. And I was like, huh.
It's because. So he was signed to Death Row Records, right? So he owed shit to Suge Knight, the guy who owned Death Row Records.
Wait, who?
Snoop Dogg.
Oh. Okay.
So he was gonna go kill Suge Knight. He like his cousin or something was affiliated with a gang in Vegas. So when they pulled up, they had switched spots in the car. Like, where Tupac was, Suge was supposed to be. So when they shot Tupac instead of Suge. So that was the reason. Shit.
I think Tupac's in Cuba, not gonna cap.
Nah, he got blasted.
Let's talk about Biggie's death, okay? Chris Rock explained the story, saying it took 4 bullets just to go through. One bullet went inside of his fat, the other bullet pushed the other bullet inside of him, and then the third bullet pushed the other 2 bullets. And then the fucking final bullet pushed the other 3 bullets to reach his body. Or to reach inside of his body. Because he's so fat. Like, think about it.
That's so cat. I think that was a joke.
Yeah. Well, that's what Chris Rock said. I'm just, no.
That's definitely a joke. If
Chris,
it's Chris Rock,
Rock. Is funny, so.
Well, fuck you then, asshole.
I'm just saying, it's definitely. I mean, if it's Chris
Rock. That guy must have been accurate as fuck. I know. Dude, hit the bullets. Not once.
It was confirmed. He hit all 3 bullets in 1 shot.
Bro had double tap. With Big E.
It's like
he pulled the trigger twice.
As he was eating a Big Mac.
Man, this is how you eat a Big Mac.
As he gets shot, he's like, I'm going down. I got these Big Macs. Then they shoot his hand, and he's like, no.
I don't like the theory that Eazy-E got AIDS planted in him.
You can't, because the fucking... You can't take an STD out of someone's body with the blood. Like, it doesn't make sense, because won't the STD die because it needs a host?
I don't know. No.
STDs can live on off of blood for, I think, like 23 days.
I have no idea about physiology.
I learned that
who had the STD, though?
From Steve-O.
Who did they...
He's in LA.
But maybe some dirty skank they had. But what's it called?
They took a try. They're like, fuck it. She might have some.
And then they said, Eazy-E, you have AIDS. And he's like, I'm not a faggot. It said that straight out of Compton. And
he's basing Al Capone died of penis disease.
Penis disease.
What?
Yeah,
I think he had hepatitis C, and it made him like. All loopy and shit, and so then he went to an insane asylum.
Like, well, you may be
that's
insane,
what he
dude, but you have an STD. So
that's when he wanted to be called Snoopy in the insane asylum because he was so crazy, and so people called him Snoopy.
You met Snoop Dogg? No, Snoopy, nigga.
Yeah.
Remember the movie that I just watched, that 4-hour-long movie? Not the Hippolyte.
4-hour-long? What the fuck you watch?
The Mafia Star movie? Wars? The Irishman?
Oh, the Irishman, yeah.
You know the...
I haven't watched it
yet. The actor was for the fucking, Oh my god. Like the person who did the job stuff?
No.
Robert De Niro.
Robert De Niro?
No, not him. Damn. What's it called?
Joe
the
Pesci.
Union. The Union guy.
Oh, Jimmy Hoffa?
Yeah, you know who played him?
Al Pacino,
yeah.
Al Pacino.
I learned that after I watched the movie, and I was like, wow, Al Pacino looks weird. I've only seen, like, 3 of his movies before. Or, like, 2 of his movies. So, one of them was Jack and Jill.
Jacques and Jill.
Dunkachino.
What's my name?
Dunkachino.
It's a classic. One of his best.
Who has seen this? But just my wife. Could she be trusted?
Burn every copy.
Burn every copy.
They love to hate. They love to hate Adam Sandler, man.
Jack and Jill was a banger, dude. I don't care what anybody says.
Jack and Jill was so good.
Jack and Jill was a straight banger.
I never watched it.
I would rewatch Jack and Jill any day.
I thought you live in El Paso, bro.
How do you not? That's like all you got.
Shut the fuck up. Not wearing your shirt right now, huh?
Bro, I thought this guy was... Wait, I thought you guys said this guy was Adam Sandler. This isn't Adam Sandler.
This guy is Adam Sandler. This guy's a spoon. What the fuck?
Adam Sandler lives in Philly.
What the fuck? Get this guy out of this podcast. What? He's not Adam Sandler.
Wait, is this not Tupac Shakur's? This is not the real Tupac Shakur's? Wow.
This isn't Tupac Shakur.
Okay, do you guys know that guy on TikTok is like, you're real, but I'm realer, certified West Coast kitty cat killer.
I just seen him.
The guy with the glasses, the weird blonde hair off.
He's a white music producer.
She's not the that guy.
No, not
he looks like the evil scientist in The Simpsons.
Or the scientist in The Simpsons.
Dude, I feel like a little kid in this
what
podcast.
The fuck?
The last movie I watched is Megamind, so all I can think about is Megamind. Sorry.
Megamind's a banger too.
Megamind? Oh my god. I like when they're looking at the ice cubes like, wow, these ice cubes are still not melted. They're trying to figure out, like, maybe they're super... I forgot what the fuck they say.
Yeah.
Give me that super glock glock.
Okay.
No?
No, just me.
No. Nope. You know, when I first saw the movie, and what was his name? Metro? Metro's still alive? That blew my mind.
Oh!
Bruh, I thought...
I love you, Metropolis. I love you, Metro. And I love you, too, Random Citizen.
I don't want to be that guy.
Oh, Metro Man, that's his name.
Metro Man?
Yeah.
Metro Boom Man wants to know.
He changes his thing to Music Man.
Oh.
Yeah. You really did see this recently.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you guys heard of the album that's like, 6 hours long?
Oh, this is so interesting, Scarlett. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you free tomorrow?
Me?
Yes, you. No, not you. What the fuck?
The guy in El Paso.
Yeah, the guy in Texas.
Okay. Maybe, perhaps.
You guys got
You're maybe, perhaps, you busy or not. Free.
Free. Hold on. I'll tell you tomorrow.
You guys got confused.
Anywho, there's this album that came out, I think like a year, maybe 2 years ago now. And it's supposed to give you the effects or like...
Help you understand
what going through
Dementia
is like.
Okay, what? Let's not do that.
Have you heard about it?
I don't think I ever heard about this. This is so interesting.
It's called The Caretaker, the Ending of Everything or something like that.
Dude, I'm not trying to forget it.
Whenever I explain this, people are like, well, I don't want dementia. It doesn't give you dementia. But it's such a hard thing to explain. So listening to the album is supposed to help you understand what going through dementia is like.
Yeah. And by the end of it, people like cry. Like
people like break, they break down. Yeah.
I ain't gonna cry, dude. I ain't no bitch.
I need to watch it. I need to listen to it.
It's 6 hours long. That's the thing. And people recommend you listen to it all at once, so it takes it's gonna take like a majority of the day.
Dude, I got napping to do, napping, waking up, working out, dude. That's like
Mr. Unemployed.
Mr. Lives at his puppy's house.
Cause you're still...
I know I'm unemployed though.
Shut the fuck up.
My grandma asked me because they were all dressed up for Halloween at her house. She's like, "What are you?" And I'm like, "An unemployed high school graduate."
Everything end of time.
She's like, "Ah." Why?
Was your dad there?
No, it was like when I was there like 4 days ago.
So we can talk over each other now? So I said...
Oh. I said, is it everywhere at the end of time?
Like, yes.
Okay.
Don't listen to it.
I'll do that. I'm not saying right now.
it like progresses from being like happy and stuff, you know. It's like old music and stuff, but then
it gets so creepy.
It gets really bad and like scratchy, and it becomes distorted and stuff. And
like my penis.
That's why you don't got foreskin, bro.
Yeah, if you have foreskin, you'd have a better life.
Honestly, why would you need foreskin? So fucking gross.
Lanky mode.
Sir, what do you? Why would you need fucking foreskin? I don't know, dude. Our bodies evolved to have it. What the fuck?
God would probably hate you guys. You ruined God's perfect body.
Hell no, dude.
Oh my penis God. Doesn't have Blame a your parents on why you're going to chilling. Hell.
He's just vibing.
You can't be Mexican and be cut. That's just a fact.
What the fuck? That doesn't make sense. You're not Mexican if you don't have foreskin.
I don't know. I've never seen his cut.
You're not Mexican because you weren't born in Mexico? What?
No, it's just a fact.
It's just a fact.
Almost all of Mexico is Catholic because of the Spaniards. Catholic don't circumcise because apparently it intrudes on God's perfect body. I'm not saying I believe that or anything. I'm just saying that's how it is. That's why almost every Mexican isn't circumcised.
I was Catholic, and look at me.
Enrique, you just got sexed on. Shut up.
Bro. I'm actually excited to
What do you mean I just got sexed on? It's been a year without having sex now.
If you have foreskin, then that'd be different. You would have massive sex.
Like, let me get some of that cheese underneath your penis.
Wash your dick. Wait, you can't wash your dick?
That's what I told him. You guys act like I don't shower.
Okay, wouldn't be different. You would just wash it.
Is it?
You act like it's a 30-minute endeavor. Like, shit. I gotta peel it back like a banana. I gotta brush it with a wire brush. Dude, it's... What the fuck?
They're giving me a tutorial what it's like to have a fucking foreskin on your penis. Like...
This is like the very exact reason why I'm a lesbian.
Oh, you're lesbian too?
Yeah.
Don't say too.
No, oh, I am.
No.
I am what I am. It's 2020. It's
like,
you're bitchless. That's who you are.
You ain't got no bitches.
I think.
Hey, you probably don't got no bitches. But you know what you got?
I don't need bitches. I just want a girlfriend. I don't want bitches, dude.
I don't want to be
That's just the way I talk, all right?
I just want to be happy. I love
You know, it's like... The weirdest thing is like... There's like, you know, like there's moments where like, yeah, a guy's pretty hot. But then they talk. And then it's like...
you know, hell it's yeah.
Like,
hell yeah.
Girls who like are bold or something or what?
Huh?
Wait, can you repeat? What'd you say again? My bad, I zoned out.
I sometimes think, well, like, you know, because I'm like, yeah, okay, guys are actually pretty hot. Like, you know, like, okay, yeah, I'm definitely bi. And then, like, then they talk. And then they're like, oh, okay. I mean, because then it's always like, I don't really like washing my dick or something. It's like, I'm like, oh, okay. Because things like it happens. Because things like, and I'm not just talking about this. I'm just,
who doesn't want to wash your dick?
Just this very moment. It's like, but, like, I'm on Discord a lot because, you know, I'm talking to friends. And sometimes my friends will just say something stupid, like, yeah, like, sometimes I just don't shower every now and then. I'm like, what?
Discord people don't count.
Discord people don't count, bro. You're talking to a bunch of admins.
I'll let it marinate in the man's
sweat. You guys ruined it.
The man's sweat. I'll let it marinate.
Meanwhile, these guys are chatting up like 15-year-old girls.
So, like, I'll give you privileges if you, you know.
So, like, you're in.
You want diamonds? I want to see some under.
Yeah.
Anyways, enough with the crazy shit. Let's talk about COVID-19. What has it done for our fucking planet?
Very unfortunate. What's going on?
Yeah, took my senior
year. It feels like summer, but cold.
I really wish people would take it seriously.
Okay, yeah, the virus is out there. Like, yeah, wear a fucking mask so we could, like, you know, get back to our normal lives. But, like,
New Zealand's, like, good. Or not New Zealand, New Australia.
Killing it.
Yeah, I'm, like, so I'm one step closer to going to New Zealand.
He's like,
it's not New Zealand, isn't it Ireland?
No, it's New Zealand.
I don't know anything about Ireland. Australia, I know. I know New Zealand's been killing it. I think, like, Victoria, they've been down to, like, just a couple cases. Low numbers, like, one,
is it because they got a secret?
Australia? Yeah, it's called wearing your mask. Fucking taking protocol serious.
God damn it. Ugh.
It took you a while, eh?
Because I was thinking, like, one movie. Victoria's Secret, Victoria. And then I realized, oh, Victoria's Secret. Victoria's Secret. Yeah. Dude, going to Victoria's Secret was always awkward as a little kid with my mom.
Yeah.
You're just there, I still feel awkward walking in front of it because I'm like,
don't look, don't
look in that store.
Yeah, respect.
Respect. What the fuck? It'd be like that one guy who touches that mannequin's ass. Like,
you know, they have a banana perfume. They have a banana perfume.
Really?
Oh, we're yelling around wild. Shit now?
Yeah.
The only...
Like, I was at Victoria's Secret with my friend. And all of a sudden,
it was a guy.
I stopped because I lost it. I'm like, where the fuck are they? And I'm like, walking around this Victoria's Secret. And boom! Banana perfume.
Like, Victoria's Secret is big.
It had two... It was divided. It was the one at the block.
Oh, you went to the block?
What? Shut up, you live in El Paso.
I don't really remember much from
you like I wasn't born in OC.
Wait, do you know where the block is?
You're from Riverside.
Yeah. What's the new name?
I don't know. Yeah, let me keep up to date with the block. I don't know the fucking new name.
Well, when did you move to
Okay, bitch. I came here in February. Yeah.
Oh, this year?
Oh shit! You've been there for like. At least like 2 seconds.
So how would you not know the new name?
I thought you were from El Paso.
No, I was okay. I was born in Flemington, moved to fucking Riverside. Been there all my life, and I said, "Fuck you, mom. I'm out this bullshit." I came to live with my apa, and yeah, life is good.
How'd you find your dad? I've been trying.
He doesn't pick up.
Lies. I haven't tried at all.
Yeah. I thought so because you keep saying that that's the day you're gonna go to jail.
Yeah, I'm gonna fuck on my dad if I ever see him. Hell yeah.
Wait, why? Is this gonna be a deep podcast?
Nah, I don't know. My dad.
You just don't like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't raise me.
Talking about Victoria's Secret is so funny because I remember like going over to the mall and like the Victoria's Secret in the mall, and like I would always stare like at the Victoria's Secret models, and like my grandma would be like, "Don't look, that's perverted or something like that." And the thing is, like, I know they're thinking that I was having like perverted thoughts, but it's like it was more like, "Man, that'd be kind of cool to, like, look like that."
I had a confession too.
What?
I just look at them like, dude, she's so beautiful. Like, look at her. Who would be blessed to have that as their girlfriend? Come on.
I was more like, is this because I've always wanted to like look like that. I've always wanted to have those like fucking epic curves and shit.
Oh, you want those?
Yeah,
I get you saying. You know what you do? You work out. Instead of doing guy workouts, you do girl workouts, and you see what your body does.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna start doing that.
Instead of guy push-ups, girl push-ups.
Girl push-ups are easier. That's easy. It's not easier, but it's just a bit more like.
It's more. You could do more than. Which you usually can do with a push-up. Like, yeah, push-up because you're holding yourself and you're holding your feet up. So you're doing more than a girl push-up. Mm-hmm. I've been a PE teacher for 12 years. I know what I'm saying.
Yo, really?
Yeah.
Epic.
Come meet me in the locker room. I'll show you. I'll show you how you're an A+.
I was at least waiting for someone to do that. Like,
have you ever heard of freeze tag?
Huh?
Nothing. Anyways, out my balls, man. Don't you hate when your balls is fucking...
Have you ever sat on your nuts?
Yeah. Shit, it hurts. Dude, it was in physics class. And I was just sitting down. I just went, boop, I'm like...
Physics.
I seen some guy on TikTok today. He's like, how to pop your nut. He was, I don't know what he did. He's like, grab your finger here, pull back, squeeze. And he's like,
okay, okay. I'm going to tell you an embarrassing story. So I was wanking it off, right? So as I was wanking it off, I was in the bathroom, and I was like, you know, I was rubbing my nuts because it's a normal guy thing. So I rubbed my left nut. I'm like, where the fuck's my right nut? Where is it at? I was this close to screaming, and I was saying, where the fuck's my right nut? But it was literally inside of me, and I was like, oh, let me just pop this bitch out. I'm like,
Enrique, I got a confession.
This ball funnels. This guy funnels his nuts.
You funnel your own nuts. That's gay. I've never fucking grabbed.
You know, it's a normal guy thing.
No, we looked at each other. No, we shook our head.
We both looked at each other like that ain't right.
I think the real thing we have to acknowledge is that balls haven't dropped yet.
Enrique, shut up, Enrique. You, okay, so you know how your ball goes in you, right? When like you get hard and you're doing the nasty. You could do that when you're not doing the nasty. You could pop your balls in you.
Wait, so you're that small where your balls is going in you? Is that what you're
saying? No.
You're telling me.
Like cross dressers do that. To tuck it in as much as they can.
James Charles farted on his dick one time.
Oh. And I thought my story was weird. This guy's like, James Charles farted on his dick. Like, who the fuck says that shit?
He tucked in for a dress, and then he had a fart, so he let one rip.
Yeah, dude, feel it just like.
That's a weird conversation. You think James Charles is packing?
Next question.
I guess, wasn't even. I didn't really hear either.
He's like, I hope these guys have the same answer. It was funny,
right? You know, as small nuts. You know, as baby nuts.
Yeah, that's me.
I don't know the second part of his name. Dada.
Dada 5000.
Yeah, small nuts.
I feel like you guys are like super fans over James Charles. One's talking about him farting on his dick. The other one's like, hey, you think he's packing? It's like, are you guys like fans?
That was the same person.
That was
the same person twice.
I knew you guys were going to caught on. But anyways, that's not the point.
The point disappears. It disappears into El Paso.
Okay, I got to go, guys. It's past my bedtime.
It's almost 2 in the morning.
And then you hear Ray Ray saying, yeah, boy, he's like, what do you mean it's your bedtime? It's like, oh. Dude, I wonder how
the podcast is going to go. You know how many times Ray Ray has shit today?
Oh, yeah. You guys want to hear how many times I have shit today?
God damn it, dude. Did you drink apple cider vinegar?
1, 2, I think I shat 4 times before we left. Twice when we were gone. 2. 6, 7. I think I shit 7 to 8 times, maybe 9 today. Bro. My butthole is I think it's bleeding at this point. Because when I wipe the shit, it feels like a desert in my ass. Like it hurts.
Africa's drought.
It's rough. And then I had to wipe my ass at Best Buy. Shit, they got fucking one ply over there, so it was like skipping. It was skipping on the ripples of my asshole.
He's like, holy shit.
Enrique, have you ever seen your own asshole?
Enrique.
Enrique. Yes, dude, who hasn't seen their own asshole? You're not, it's your body part.
Have you ever seen your own asshole?
Yes, it's your own body part. That's your person. You can look at it.
Nah, don't act like you just turn around and look at your asshole. You have to try to.
Have you looked at your asshole?
Me? But I didn't. Okay, I have an interesting story about that.
You fingered your asshole.
But actually, you know what? It's your time.
I'm lagging. I gotta go.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
See ya.
Wait, I was just kidding. What the fuck?
Oh, yeah, I knew he was joking.
Don't play with me like that.
He's like, I can't wait for him to end the call.
Okay, okay. I was in the bathroom, and I was, doing my normal thing, shitting. Oh. And then I wiped, and then I was grabbing for, like, the baby wipes, because that's what I, because I always, because I always wipe and then use a baby wipe, because then, then you have clean, because then you have a clean asshole.
Efficient.
Amen.
Yeah, and, but what happened was, for some reason, the baby wipes had this, like, thing where it was basically a fucking mirror. And I don't know why, but,
the
like, it dropped, and then when I, like, because I'm, like, leaning over to, like, wipe, I saw my own asshole, and I swear to God, I, like, it was just such a weird moment, because I was like, my asshole looks like that?
Was your asshole darker than the rest of your...
No. No, it was like, I just didn't know my asshole spread that much.
That's fucking weird. He's like, dude, I can make it in the industry. Yeah,
the first thing I noticed, I'm like, wow, my asshole's significantly darker than my skin color.
Yeah.
This guy's like, wow, I've never known it could stretch that far.
He's like, James Charles, are you packing scissors?
I can take over.
No. Okay.
I've looked at my own asshole, but it's been like a long time.
It's been like yesterday for you. But anyways.
Nah.
Have you guys like take a shot? Like you guys take a shower, right? And you like you're cleaning your asshole, right? I hope you guys do the same.
I was about to bring that up. I clean the fuck out of my asshole. I'm not gonna go into specifics how, but there's nothing going up my bum.
Yeah.
His fingers.
But,
I hate the idea that it's like. You only clean the house when you're expecting company idea where it's like, no, it's like you clean the house because you want a clean house.
I mean.
What do you mean?
I've seen your guys' room right now. And holy shit.
Yeah, it's fucked. I know.
We're like in the middle of home renovating. And
yeah, we just put the walls up.
Like, what the fuck? Make me sound like a dumb guy. You're like, you don't know what's going on between us, so you're a fucking asshole. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, asshole.
Okay.
Dude, almost a lot of this shit isn't even ours.
Let's talk about toenails, right? Ray Ray's toenails, man, they're like fucking claws. How do I know?
Bro, I put them on...
He FaceTimed me. He's about to say, I put them on live. That's fucking stupid. He FaceTimed me. I was like, dude, those claws remind me of your dog's claws. He's like, leave my claws alone. I'm like, you need to cut them, man.
That's not what I said. I said, leave my feet alone. What the fuck? Stop looking at my feet.
No. He said, stop looking at my feet as he points the camera towards his feet. I'm like, how am I going to stop looking? If
I was laying down, man.
He's like, I'm laying down. And he's like, look, I'm scratching my
claws. You know, okay.
Like, you fucking weirdo.
Yo, my right nut. Is hurting right now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Ow.
Just have Axel skull. Be there. You have Axel?
How does blue balls happen?
Oh, gosh. Don't get me started on that shit.
It's when you just get, like, you like, get you get hard.
No. The signs. What's the signs behind it? Like, okay, why does it actually hurt?
Okay. Actually, I actually know the reason why, because I saw Vsauce talk about it on his Instagram story. So basically,
what is up with our internet?
Yeah. So basically, when the blood, you know how like when you get what hard, it's like blood going into your dick. Yeah. So it's like, so the blood's flowing into the dick, but when it when you know, people are saying like the usage is done and it's supposed to get flaccid. There's so much blood getting stored, and since it has nowhere else to go, it's just kind of staying there for a while. So now you have something this hard ass dick. But the thing is, the blood flow stopped in your dick, and so now it's just in pain because the blood flow stopped.
Dude, that shit, that shit's so ass.
What is when going on?
I'd be getting blue balls, and my fucking stepdad like, hey, why are you walking for me? I'm like, no fucking reason. I'm gonna take a fucking piss.
It's like.
They were passing in a train or like a car, just like telling us facts as they're driving away. And they're like busting donuts around us. Wait. Or something.
Talk to your mouth.
Monkey fart.
Oh,
who's this?
He's back. Huh?
You Cassandra. Keep asking, who is this?
Who's this?
Bruh, you already know.
No, monkey I don't. Fart. Who the fuck's monkey fart, huh?
That's gonna get it to you.
That's gonna get it to you. What?
Recording Craig.
We're hell recording. Yeah.
Don't talk to Craig.
Yeah,
say.
You leave Craig alone.
Who the fuck's Craig, huh? Who the fuck's Craig? You met Craig?
Craig is a homie.
Craig's the G.
Craig's a good guy.
Craig knows what's up.
He does know what's up.
I fuck with Craig. Me
so
Craig
how was your game back. Of Dead by Daylight?
Dead by Daylight.
How was that?
He was angling the guys like,
oh. Who's your favorite killer to go as?
I haven't killed anyone because I haven't played with any a lot.
What is this, Among Us?
You guys should Google my name, my Discord name.
No.
Not you, Cassandra. Not you.
I'm not trying to see your fucking gaping asshole.
Porn.
First of all,
this guy's gay.
You always gotta make some gay shit out of nothing. You're always with this homosexual rigmarole.
I'm about to rigmarole.
He's about to come out the closet.
Okay, guys, I'm gonna come out the closet. Don't get mad at me.
Enrique, you know what? I forgot. Cassandra thinks Tom is gay.
Well, Tom's
Tom
a
got
good
no
guy.
Bitches.
That's all I have to say.
Tom's a good guy.
He's gonna die happy while playing the drums. That's all I gotta say.
And his brain might explode.
Cassandra, why do you think he's gay, huh? What gives you off that vibe? Long hair?
His hair.
He's okay. Well, first of all, he flakes so much.
Okay. Yeah.
He's in a band with
I mean, he does
guy with super long eyelashes. No, yeah. Not super long. Okay, so we were in class, and the teachers are like, say something that nobody really knows about you. And on
a big ass
God, penis. The ball went to him, and he had it so quick. He's like, I got this condition where I produce more eyelashes than normal people. We're like, what? Longer? No, just more. Oh, all right. And he, like, said it 3 times. Like, in different days, too. Like, okay, we get it. You got some eyelashes.
Everyone knows, though.
Don't know. Well, I'm gonna tell Tom like so. Well, what happened in class with your eyelashes?
Not Tom. Tom's
not Tom. Tom's bitchless.
What?
Tom ain't got no bitches. Tom was too young to get bitches.
Okay, let Tom be first of all, dude. Not everyone wants to get bitches. Someone wants to be loved. I mean, look at Ray Ray. Man, he's loved. And do you love him, Cassandra?
When I say quote unquote bitches,
no comment.
I don't mean quote unquote bitches.
What's up with all this homosexual rigmarole?
Anyways, see, we're not like
more
you.
More of a metaphor.
What's your name? Alex? Yeah, we'll go with Alex instead of Alex. Huh?
Okay, first of all, I have a job, so I can buy a ticket to go to El Paso and kick your ass, right?
Why would you want to kick my ass?
Can I join you?
I don't know, it'd be fun. Yeah.
This ain't no fucking unisex.
I bet you Enrique is 5'4". I bet you Enrique is 5'4".
I'm 5'2", actually.
Yeah, well, fuck you. I'm 5'10 and a half.
Oh, we're lying now? I'm 6'4".
You're not 6'4".
You're not. Get the fuck out of here.
No. You get the fuck out of here.
Nope. I'm in my house.
We're going to El Paso.
Why the fuck you up in that twin bed you got?
Hey, nothing wrong with twin bed.
Nah, Cassandra, this guy's got a red bed frame.
This kid has two things in his room, and one of them is it looks like Lightning McQueen shot on his bed.
You're fine, dude.
Got a TV, a desk, and it looks like a safe in the corner of his room, like a filing cabinet.
Yeah, that's not my suit.
No,
that's my
no
boss.
Single poster in the room.
My boss.
My in me a boss.
No. You know what's funny? I'll be sleeping. It'd be early in the morning, right? So I'm still sleeping. My dad comes in my room, fucking unlocks the gun safe. I turn around and I'm like, this is the day I die.
This goddamn kid costs too much.
Bam. You know what costs less? If he was gone. It's a gun safe?
No, it's a filing cabinet. Yes, it's a gun safe. I just literally said that. Oh. I said he comes in my well, room, pulls out a gun. I'm just like, a bot? I thought I was your favorite.
Does he answer you, or does he just look at you and leave?
I'm not going to say something, because I'm barely awake. I'm like half asleep.
Nah, I would have said some shit. He just looks at you, says disappointment, and then he puts the gun away. He walks out, he's like, couldn't do it. Couldn't. Fuck, man.
He tells my mom, I'm going to do it one of these days. I'm going to put him down.
I'll put him down. I would have said some shit. That's all I got to say. Did I mention like, that I love you? hey, guess who has a job interview? that's what you should have done. Hey, I actually got a job interview in the morning, so can you get out of my room? I got to go to sleep.
I got to ejaculate, first of all.
Dude, you don't ejaculate? Rigmarole.
You don't ejaculate in the morning sometimes? Sometimes I do. It's rare occasion. But like, sometimes you gotta start the day off.
I'm 17 that. Years old, actually.
You shouldn't be talking to him like that. Do you know you're talking to a registered sex offender?
Dude, I'm just trying to vibe.
You're talking to a registered sex offender right now?
Hey, where's the other guy, man? I want him to talk.
Bro, Discord sucks.
Huh?
Yes, please talk.
Oh,
Your turn to take the floor.
Okay. I'm not gonna lie to you guys. I kind of tuned out a little bit. I think it kind of glazed over.
You know,
in the state, like the Three Stooges right now.
Never mind.
Yeah.
There's four of us. Which makes you the retarded one then, because you can't fucking count.
No, there's five of us, Ashley, so you're the fucking retard who can't count.
Seems like there's two retards.
There's a lot of people going around there.
No, Gemma. Oh my god, dude, this lag is annoying me. Does Craig get all of it?
Dude, I don't even know if Craig's alive, dude.
I bet it's that bitch-ass El Paso internet. I bet money.
I'm so hurt. My pussy hurts. My pussy hurts.
You know, in the state of Wisconsin, in, like, I don't know what county, it's illegal to make gingerbreads if it's not winter.
Really? Oh. Guys, what's
it? I lied. I'm a fucking liar. I'm a liar. I did not. All that was made up off the dome.
Oh, I freestyling.
The gym. In Idaho, it's illegal to paint a white rabbit.
Is it really?
You know it's illegal to paint.
In Jacksonville, Texas, it's illegal to sleep in a dumpster.
Now I just can't believe you guys. I have trust issues.
They're called illegal.
You know it's illegal for Axel to come over here to America?
False, actually. First of all, you're wrong.
Hey, dog, I was born in Austin, Texas. I'm already here. I was born in Austin, Texas. I'm like, okay, dude, you want to
come to fucking time? What's
up? Dude, you were just born in our fucking state capital.
512.
I was actually
this guy. I was actually born in a little town by Austin. I'm just gonna say I was born in Austin, but I wasn't
really Look,
born
man, in Austin. You built like a dad who fishes, all right?
What?
This dude's room looks like a kid who's barely moving in.
Yeah, well, I'm barely gonna move out soon.
Like you barely got out of high school, you're barely a freshman in college. So it looks like.
I like to dream, you know.
Alright?
I was Get born some class. In class.
Where are you gonna move to, huh?
I'm gonna go to California for 3 months, live in San Diego in boot camp.
And I thought you wanted the military.
It's expensive.
My gosh, you guys not hearing what the fuck I just said.
Not really, not listening.
I wish this podcast would turn out better, but this internet is just fucking me right now. Mm-hmm. I think Craig gets all of the lag input too, because I think it's hosted from whoever the person is that's recording.
The funny thing is, I'm not hearing any of that, and so you're the only one hearing this.
I don't hear nothing.
Couldn't be me.
It's that Westminster Wi-Fi.
Nah, it's like El Paso shit.
I heard the Huntington Wi-Fi trash right now.
Mm-hmm. Two individuals.
That's on Genius.
Not me.
Mm-hmm. And those pipes.
Cassandra. Oh, shit, you're still here. I forgot what I was gonna say.
Honestly, me too.
As soon as Among Us came out, I knew that it was gonna be oversaturated within the next, like, 3 months.
Dude, I remember when Fall Guys was the shit, and then Fall Guys went extinct.
Yeah.
Then Among Us came out.
It was so like, sad.
They didn't come out. It blew up.
Yeah.
Okay, I have an idea. We should all play Among Us, okay? Right now.
That's it.
They're gonna come up with this massive plan, dude.
Okay, as one of those
only if Craig can join.
Join my hobby.
Were you in JROTC? Were you a J-Rock guy? What?
No, ma'am. Among Us.
Good.
This podcast is good at the beginning.
I guess we're done.
I guess we are done. We hit an hour.
Yeah. It's late. It's like 2 in the morning for Enrique. It's like 1 in the morning for us.
Why are you guys care so much, dude? Like,
you need your sleep, bro.
You need your sleep, man. I care about you.
I straight up.
You're my friend.
Those
death notes you sent me.
What?
Nothing. We keep that between us. Bro, like,
the second text you sent me when I added you on Instagram, first night, was straight up porn. You got comfortable way too quick.
Oh, yeah. I used to get comfortable.
Let me. I love porn. You.
I love you too, no homo.
No homo.
All the homo.
I'll send you some porn right now, Axel.
No. I didn't like those kids who watch porn together. Like, that's weird.
Yeah, no, it's, oh we're not watching God. Porn together. I'm just sending you porn
to this watch. Day, I still remember the time I was a sophomore, and Ethan and Ben were sleeping over at Jerry's house. It was such a weird sleepover because they were I don't know never hung out with Ethan. And all of a sudden, Daniel's like, "We should watch porn on the PS4," and then everyone was like, "Why?" And Daniel was just like, "It'd be funny." And then all of us are sitting there, and we're just like, "This isn't funny." And then he's like, "It's not funny because she has a bush." And we're all just like, "What are you talking about?" And then he's like, "Just turn it off." And then everyone was like, "How do you clear the search history on the PS4? And Ben grabs the controller and clears it with like 3 buttons. And we're just like, "How did you know how to do that?" And he's just like, "I don't. I just know how to clear it on the PS4." Everyone was like, Dan, that was the same night Daniel slapped the shit out of Zach with a full hand of lotion, and then Zach tried to throw a Dr. Pepper at him, and then got it all over the wall, and then Debbie blamed me. And I was just like, "I'm just vibing."
Throwback.
And oh no, and Jen was like, "It's your soda." I'm like, "I hate Dr. Pepper," and I licked the wall to prove that it was Dr. Pepper. I miss Debra.
Me too. We should call her sometime.
I miss Jer.
I miss Isabel, even though she fucked me over.
This guy's sad.
This guy. I thought we were simping.
We were talking about porn on the PS4.
Hey, speaking of porn, did you get my message, Axel?
Don't be sending me porn to watch. All right, please.
I know, but it's just for the bit. I'm sorry.
So it doesn't sound like a good bit.
You know, I've had a chihuahua lick my nutsack before. Not on purpose. I didn't enjoy it. It scared the fuck out of me.
Don't.
I sent a dick pic to a girl by accident.
I almost sent a dick pic to Scarlett by accident.
Really?
Don't.
Remember when I sent you that gay photo?
Oh, yeah.
And I was tripping. I'm like, "Oh shit! What picture did I send you? What? Because I oh dude, oh, I almost sent you a dick pic, man.
I remember that.
I almost blocked you. I almost blocked you. that's my biggest fear. Like sending somebody the wrong picture or posting it on my story. I don't want to be like Zach. Oh, Enrique, there's another story about Zach. No. It is pee-pee. So one of our teachers showed his pee-pee to the student, right?
No, it was a big scandal, like, last year, year before.
And so...
Mr. Potts, the pedophile.
Oh, he did? Thank you, Papa.
So Zach goes to the restroom during class, and he has a post-it that says, when Mr. Potts...
It literally just said, ha-ha, pee-pee Potts. That's okay.
But he takes his picture when he's at the urinal with his dick out. First of all, he was using the urinal, which nobody uses at the school. They always use a stall. Second of all, he had both hands being occupied by a phone and by a post-it. So he was just standing in a urinal with his half-cut pee-pee.
Oh, yeah, and Zach is half-circumcised.
I think his dad wanted a circumcision, but the doctor didn't want to give it, so the doctor gave him half. They met in the middle. Nope. Not funny. No one. Nope. This is me. but just who's that retarded to not see their own pee-pee in their.
Oh yeah, and then when he was at the stall, he took a photo of the post-it note, angling down. You clearly see the post-it note, and then behind it, almost all blurred out, it's just his penis, just straight on a snap story. That was funny. We showed it to everyone.
Everyone saw, like, guys, is this his penis? And then, like, what the fuck?
Zach has gotten weird, man. He's been in the house waving his dick around.
Yeah, Zach and Brandon are weird. And Daniel.
He just comes. You too, Scarlett. You with your commando pajama pants?
That's something that I've been doing since the dawn of time.
That doesn't justify.
I've been touching kids. Yeah.
I've been touching kids. It's always,
no, I'm just saying, it's not like a adult,
I mean, when I was in first grade, I had a girlfriend who was in first grade, so now I'm 30, and now she's in the. I got a new one in the third grade.
That doesn't justify. I've been doing it since the youngin.
No, I'm
been doing it forever. So why do I gotta stop now?
I'm not saying it justifies it. I'm just saying that
it's not. She's trying to show us her asshole because how surprised she was when she realized how far it could stretch.
I know.
So you're just funny. So proud of it.
That was so funny.
It's so gross.
Have you ever seen? Yeah. You know what? I got a story. Thank God for that story. God.
That story makes me so laugh. That story never ceases to make me laugh.
Didn't Leaf keep getting fucked up during the RV trip to Big Bear?
Yeah.
The ice or something?
And Elijah got really...
Yeah, like snowball. We had a snowball fight. I feel like he kept getting fucked up on the back.
I don't remember.
I remember Elijah getting mad because whenever I climbed higher than him, like faster, I threw snowballs at him while he's trying to climb. And he'd get really mad.
We kept barraging him with shit. Like, goddamn Jew.
It was so Then he hit me with a stick for no reason. The funny thing is, like, everyone was, like, throwing rocks. I was throwing snowballs. And for some reason, he hit
me. We were not throwing rocks. They were just highly compacted snow.
They used to be like
throw it with Scarlett to the fastest shit in the world. You could be an F1 pit guy.
Not only did you shit in the woods halfway up a mountain, but you took the meanest of shits 2 seconds before we got home. Which then cost an extra like $60. That was a $60 shit you took. Minimum wage, that would have taken 6 hours for you to take that 6 second shit.
That was such a funny shit.
It was even worse because the vehicle stopped moving. We all were like, what the fuck is that smell? Like, where's Scarlett?
Where's Scarlett? He walked out like he had a battle. Like, oh. Took a shit in the woods. Dude, we turned away. Like, all right, don't look at Scarlett. She's taking shit. Then, like, 2 seconds later, you were up the hill. We're like, what?
It was so good. That was just a fun. Man, I had such a good time on the RV trip.
Oh,
I'm
so man.
Excited for this. And it's going to be winter. We can listen to Christmas music.
Dude, fucking.
Scarlett. I think we just might go back to Big Bear.
Scarlett.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks for the invite.
When I got off of work, right?
Fuck you.
When I got off of work, it was the 1st of November. I go on Spotify, and he's playing Christmas music. And I called him. I was mad. I was like, first of all, Halloween just passed. It's the 1st. It's November. Why do you have Jingle Bells playing?
Jingle Bells.
Thank you, man. It's no not time first. Yet. We still got Thanksgiving to go through.
Man, I'm about to Thanksgiving you out.
The one thing I don't understand about, like, that ideology is that, like, September 1st, right? Mm-hmm. People are already thinking about, like, what Halloween costume they're going to wear. Mm-hmm. And they're thinking about, like, Halloween decorations and shit. Man, and they're watching scary movies to celebrate this. And thing is, like, as soon as you start, and that's like a month before Halloween. But if you do the same exact thing on November 1st, it's suddenly such a bad thing. I don't get it.
It's probably because there's a holiday in between the two.
At the same time, Thanksgiving is literally just Christmas, except you don't get presents.
You get a shit ton of food.
You just give thanks. You just like thank you. And then there's a football game. Oh, hell yeah. There could be a football game on Christmas. It's just, depends what day is it on.
This guy's talking white.
Because my voice is leaving me.
Like, the only sports I like are the ones that are
less contact.
Just fast. And the ones you can allow to punch people. Like hockey, and stuff like that.
Well, there's boxing, UFC. I mean, wrestling doesn't count, but wrestling's more, like, aggressive, and you're basically fucking beating the shit out of someone.
Yeah.
You have to be in wrestling to follow wrestling. Other than that, you're not going to care.
Yeah, I don't really care about wrestling.
Hey, fuck you, bitch.
I'm just spitting facts.
Boxing is really fun. I like watching boxing. I don't like UFC, though, that much.
UFC is better because, like, you get to see some shit, like, took them out first round.
Yeah. I guess my problem with UFC is just the environment that UFC is in. Because, like, the amount of UFC fighters that are just, like, a bunch of cocky assholes because they play UFC.
That's what brings the money.
I guess that's a good point.
It's characters, it's personalities, personas. It's to build drama.
No.
Fucking rude, you fucking assholes.
I can't play Among Us anymore. They get me upset.
It's not fun anymore.
Well, I fucked you guys over.
I played like one match and I got kicked. I got kicked for saying shut your mouth. Good. Shut your mouth.
You filthy whore.
I got kicked at one point. And this
don't make me kiss you, Enrique.
Okay, dude.
This is what happened in these public lobbies. I got kicked because they said, Scarlett, are you a girl? Because I have my name as Scarlett. And it's like, yes, I'm a girl. And they just kicked me out.
They're like, no, my time is allowed.
No women.
They don't want to get AIDS, bro.
That makes sense.
Why is there as the guys can fucking create AIDS.
What the fuck did you just say, Enrique?
I said something in Spanish, and I don't know how to translate it.
You said everything in English. I heard you.
No. I mean,
no, I'm kidding. You can't create AIDS. You gotta get it from someone.
The funny thing is like, Cassandra says something that is completely incoherent, and I couldn't hear it, so.
Cassandra's like, I'm just in it for the memes right now.
Oh, we should make a hashtag general. And just post memes and hashtag general.
Hashtag core page.
Please let me be admin.
I'm about to piss NSFW in general.
Shut up. Not safe for work. On every single post I see about, like, hoarders or something, or, like, dirty houses, all the comments on TikTok are like, this is a Discord admin moderator. Like, every time I see it, and I'm on that TikTok genre too. I'm also on cleaning ears, and it's so satisfying.
Hey guys, look at my new what's it called?
My new profile picture.
Mm-hmm.
That is it. The guy Bruce? From Over the Stonehenge Wall, or no, Over the Hedge.
The Bruce Willis character.
Oh.
Do I have any memes on here?
We got it.
Hold up. I have animation on here.
Oh, there. I can't type. This is channel. It's only read only.
Puppet panties.
Alright, should we end the podcast?
Yes.
Yeah, I feel like now.
I thought we did.
Podcast.
No,
we didn't.
Alright.
We're very bad at that.
I need this. Alright then. That was the Homeroom Podcast. Woo, signing out. Sorry about being so late, like 3 weeks late on posting something. Thank you.
Hi, my name's Enrique.
I am a transformer.
Bye.
Fuck off.
Profile on Discord.
Hey, you stole that from me. What the fuck?